Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be talking about is Grafted. It's directed by Sasha Rainbow, written by Lee Murray, Sasha Rainbow, and this is a fun name to say, ready for this? And Mia Maramara. I love the last name. Mia Maramara.
Love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fun. Starring Joanna Sun as Way, Eden Hart as, okay, here's where it gets confusing, Eve slash Way, and Jess Hung as Angela slash Way. The plot of the movie is a bright but socially awkward exchange student takes her craving for popularity to horrifying heights.
But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have.
30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of Grafted?
Shudder with an absolute banger to start off 2025.
Yep.
It borrows a lot from other films, but it did a lot to remain original, which I really commend the director and writer for. I do remember watching the trailer for this at some point last year. I know I sent it to you. And being intrigued because body horror, who fucking say no to that? But then I completely forgot about the movie until it popped up on my Shudder while I was browsing the other day. And I'm really glad I watched it.
Dude, I'm glad I watched it too. This movie was gnarly and it does have a lot of resemblance to The Substance. So if you like The Substance, you would love this movie because it's body horror. Body horror is fucking so gnarly sometimes. And this is a lot of skin grafting stuff. That's what the name is about. Grafting or grafted. But there's a lot of skin being removed and replaced.
Oh, yeah.
And all sorts of insanity. This movie is nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Man, I'm watching it and I'm just uncomfortable seeing all the skin getting removed. And the beginning of this movie is bonkers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It starts off just crazy.
Yeah, it starts off crazy. Now, I thought you were messing with me a bit because I started seeing the subtitles and everything was in Mandarin. And I'm like, shit. I'm really going to have to pay attention to this now. And it's kind of a pain in the dick because I have to like type out my notes while watching the subtitles. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have to deal with this for an hour and a half again. But it does switch. It does make the switch from Mandarin to English. Eventually does that because she's doing all that stuff. And I believe it was in China. She was living with her father. They both have like this genetic deformity with their skin. And the father was trying to find a way to graft new skin onto the face and replace that deformity. So, you know, he started doing that and shit went haywire, man. First of all,
quickly
went real haywire quickly. First of all, where the hell does he have this random flesh?
I don't know if he like cut it off of himself because he was experimenting or if, I don't know, if he was like a professor or something, they probably had access to people who've shit the bed.
That's right, because she kind of did the same thing later on in the movie where she took a skin graft from her thigh and then replaced it with the fake skin and it fixed the whole thing. So the father was trying to do that. It's his work to begin with. He tried to figure out the whole cure and everything. And dude, the fuckery that happened to him was...
Dude, I thought legit was turning into the mask. I was like, I thought I'm watching a horror movie. Is this like a Korean Mask like remake? You know what I mean? I was confused.
Smoking.
And then all of a sudden, this dude starts stabbing himself in the face with an X-Acto knife or a scalpel.
Yeah, because he's trying to cut a hole where his mouth should be.
Yeah, the skin went over his mouth and his nose, so he couldn't breathe.
Yep. Oh man, brutal. Absolutely brutal.
But yeah, he poked himself in the face like 8 or 9 times with a scalpel.
Yeah. And the daughter kept trying to do it too, just to try to like get his mouth open, but it was not happening. It just kept growing and kept growing. Have you ever seen the movie Dick Tracy?
Not since I was a kid. I mean, I've definitely seen it. It's an old movie.
So the father's face kind of reminded me of, I think, No Face, which was really just played by Madonna back in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a skin face. That's all it was. So that's what happened to this father. He basically turned into like this skin face and he died because he couldn't breathe. And it's important we mention this because it does happen later on in the film. And it's kind of cool how it happens later on because it's more intentional as opposed to accidental.
Mm-hmm.
So the father's done all this work and he's got all these findings. At this point, Wei is grown up. She's about to go to college. She actually brings his book of work with her because her goal is to follow in his footsteps and try to finish what he started. And she pulls it off. But man, the professor wants what this girl Wei has been working on the whole time because like I see in all these movies with professors, they're going to lose their funding or tenure or some bullshit and their whole division is going to get shut down unless they come up with some sort of breakthrough. Now, he saw her with this breakthrough and how she had this like book of tests that the father's done. And she found a way to actually make it happen. Have you ever seen the corpse flower other than in this movie?
Oh, no, I haven't. I had no idea what that was in this movie. Yeah,
that's an actual thing. I think it blooms every 8 years or something. It's
that's
fucking wild.
That's an odd piece of knowledge that you have there, Steve.
I know. I looked into it one time. Let's see. Corpse flower. Bloom. Let's see. And it's supposed to smell like shit. Just
oh,
awful.
Cool.
Like not actual shit, but just like awful. Oh, I'm wrong. I am way wrong.
Yeah, don't edit that out.
No, it's even longer than 8 years.
Okay.
40.
Oh, yeah. Just a couple more than 8.
Yeah, just 5 times the amount, man.
You were close.
I was under. I wasn't over at least. But those things take 40 years to bloom.
So,
and I guess I think it's only for a few minutes. And then it like fucking dies and goes back into its state of hibernation for another 40 years.
What a dumb flower. You spend 40 years growing and then you just die within seconds.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? You're just like watching this flower. You're getting really fucking old at this point. Let's say you start planting this thing at 40 and now you have to live until you're 80 just to see the thing bloom so you can die the next day probably.
I would never make it that long. No, I don't want to be here till I'm 80.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm going to be here till I'm 150. Knock on wood.
You're like halfway there.
Fuck you. Not halfway there. Almost. My God, man. So she meets the professor who's world renowned for his work in that kind of field with skin grafting and such. And he's just trying to find this new Wei so that way he can get his funding. And he finds Wei's book and they're working together to trying to come up with the final piece of the puzzle. Wei ends up actually going to that corpse flower that was like locked off. She just broke into the place and took like a piece from it and she starts mixing it with her experiments and she's like, fuck it, I'm gonna try it. And she just fucking skin grafts and pulls all this skin off her thigh and is like, all right, well, let's put on this new fake flesh.
I love how she decided to test it on herself.
Hey, I mean, what else are you going to do? Are you going to test it on a fucking rando?
I'm going to go kill one of those fucking bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated them. All of them.
Oh, they all sucked, man.
I'm glad they got fucking dead. And I'm glad they brutally died.
Yeah, they all got gut. Fuck them. They're awful people. Awful, clicky, schoolgirl type people. They're in college. But they still act like teenagers, like they're in high school and they've got their popular clique deal. I mean, I think it's college, right? It's not high school.
Yeah, I think it was actually high school. They were all pretty young.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But the girl that she went to live with, I was kind of confused on that. Was Angie her sister or her cousin?
See, that's what I was thinking. I got a little confused along the way whether it was her sister or cousin. I think I want to go with cousin because that's what I wrote down as cousin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I could be wrong because I think that was Wei's mother or maybe aunt, to be honest.
I think it's 100%. Aunt and Angie was the aunt's daughter.
See, that makes sense if it was the aunt she's living with and her cousin lives there too. So I'm going to go with that was our aunt and her cousin that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the cousin, and she goes by Angela or Angie.
Yep.
And she sucked, man. She was such a douche to Wei.
Her and this whole Eve.
What's that?
Her and Eve.
Oh, yeah. They were all both awful. This whole thing could have been avoided if they weren't such dicks. Because Wei was really trying hard to just be like friends with them and it just wasn't clicking. And it's not that like they were bad or anything to begin with. They didn't understand Wei and Wei was trying to fit in and it just didn't work. It pissed her off. It really fucked her up. And now it starts turning into this whole fucking situation where it's like Reanimator, where the scientist is going fucking crazy.
I know. I love this part so much because like eventually, was Angie the first person she killed?
Yes.
Okay. The chopstick to the eyeball.
Gnarly.
Yeah, it was disgusting, but eventually ends up like cutting her face off. And yep. The whole transformation, anytime she wears someone's face, it looked amazing. The practical effects.
Practical effects were awesome.
But yeah, so anytime she would wear it, or this particular time, she had to learn how to be Angie. So she starts acting like her, like the way she walks, the way she dresses, tries to talk the way she talks at school. It was so funny. And she did perfect.
Awesome. She did. You know what I found funny is Wei has really specific teeth. So I'm sure you saw that where one tooth is kind of going over the other.
Yeah, I actually made a note about this.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I know where you're going with it.
Yeah, so every girl that she actually decided to take their face and put it on hers all had the same teeth. So the continuity there was actually pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad they kept that in because that's the one thing that didn't change.
And that's important because teeth are very distinguishable. And like if these pristine looking girls all of a sudden had really fucked up teeth out of nowhere, some people would be like, what's up with your smile? What's going on here? Very easy to recognize that something's up. And they all had the same smile. It's weird though. You would think that they would have their normal teeth and shit if she wanted to try to really be like them. Mm. But that's hard for her to pull off. She's not a teeth person. She doesn't go to dentistry school, whatever. She's not going to be a dentist. She's working with skin here. So I thought that continuity was really cool.
That's funny. We both noticed that.
Yeah. It's the little things, man. Little things in the movie you have to really pay attention to. Because here's what would have happened. If all their teeth were exactly the same, we would have picked up on it immediately and be like, what about the teeth? What about the eyes?
Yeah, that's what's kind of confusing to me. Because the acquaintances of these people that she was killing didn't notice that it wasn't that particular person.
You would think they would.
The only thing that changed that I recall is the face. The body stayed the same. And another thing is the teeth.
Yeah.
No one noticed the different teeth overnight.
I guess not. I do know she put in contacts at least so she can match eye colors and such.
Yeah, she did the contacts. The little things they did to make it seem believable.
Yeah, you know what I was getting on this? You ever see Darkman?
Another one I haven't seen in a long time, but I did see it. The dude's cape was the shit.
Yes, it was. I mean, it's Leslie Nielsen, and it's directed by Sam Raimi. You should go back and watch it. It's a good one. But it gave me Darkman vibes. But except with Darkman, he was working with prosthetics. So like fake prosthetic nose, face, all this stuff. And they were more like masks. So they weren't like a full replacement of the skin.
It wasn't a cape. It was like a full like trench coat.
Yeah, but it almost looked like he had a cape on because he's like swinging around. It's flying in the air, all that stuff. Really cool, campy movie, but that's another body horror type movie. I wouldn't even say horror, though. More like action, right? That's kind of what I would think is more body action. But we all know Sam Raimi. He's good with action. He's great with horror.
Yeah, he's definitely got some crap that probably tarnished his reputation, like maybe some of the older Spider-Man stuff.
What, you don't like the older Spider-Man stuff? Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. The Tobey Maguire stuff wasn't a huge fan of. I like Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, and I love Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Tom Holland Spider-Man is a whole different fucking ballgame. Can't even compare.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. The first one was great. Second one, I feel like, might have been better. Third one is up for debate. I think the best scene in that movie is the Tobey Maguire becoming a douche and doing his little fucking strut.
Was that one the one with Venom, or is that the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man?
No, that's the one. That's the 30-second screen time of Venom.
You get everybody waits fucking three movies to finally see Venom, and then they fight at the top of a building, and then it's over.
Yep. He just uses a bell sound to get rid of Venom, get him out of Eddie Brock, and then Eddie Brock tries to go for it, gets blown up, and see you later, Venom. That's it.
And that's the last time we'll probably ever see Spider-Man and Venom on the big screen.
I don't know. I've heard rumblings about Venom being introduced into MCU, but I don't know, man. I mean, they've had three Venom movies. I've only seen the first one. I haven't seen the other two.
I've seen the first two. I haven't watched the third one yet. They were surprisingly pretty good. And knowing that Sony makes piece of shit movies, it was decent. I will say it was decent.
Yeah, the first one was decent. I'm going to have to go and check out the other two because Carnage is fucking awesome. He's just a badass Venom. Well, I mean, Venom's pretty badass anyway. I play as Venom whenever you play the Marvel's Rivals game.
Yeah, but you're not going to see Carnage in the movies.
No, probably not. We won't be seeing him next to the Avengers or anything.
You see Cletus Kasady at the end of, I think it was the second movie.
Okay.
I don't think Carnage has been a thing yet in the universe, but who knows? I thought they said the third Venom movie was the last one.
Yeah, the Last Dance type deal.
Yeah, well, that's actually, I think that was the subtitle.
It's like Venom, Last Dance. It's like, cool, okay, whatever.
All right.
But yeah, we got to get back into this stuff.
I forgot we were actually talking about a movie again.
We were. Well, we're talking about a bunch of movies at this point.
Which is funny because there's another one that we loved, but we rambled.
Dude, it's our ADD. We just fucking go off the rails. Both of us.
Every single time.
But where was I? Oh, we were talking about the replacing of faces and stuff like that. And man, she really starts juggling these girls' lives.
Oh, so awesome.
She's got three phones lined up.
And yeah, she takes their phones.
Yeah, and she's going with Angie, and she's going with Eve, and she's got hers, and she's just going back and forth with all of them. A lot to juggle.
So one of the scenes that I really love in this is when Wei's weighing the face of Angie, and then the face starts dripping. Like, you slowly see the wounds start opening up, and the skin starts falling off. I just thought from a filmmaking standpoint, that just looked amazing.
It looked great. The practical effects on that were great. This was happening with Eve's boyfriend. Or no, not Eve's boyfriend, Angie's boyfriend. Sorry. There's Angie, Wei. They're all the fucking same person, basically. So, yeah, not Wei. Wei.
Curds and Wei.
Curds and Wei?
Whey protein.
Whey protein, bro.
Have some whey protein, bro. Yeah.
We just did it again. Just did the same time. Yeah. Corey and I are on the same wavelength today.
Synergized.
Okay.
Yeah, big word.
That's when she was like making out with Angie's boyfriend. And
is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. So she's making out with Angie's boyfriend. He's thinking she's Angie at this point because she's wearing Angie's face and it starts basically melting off. And that's what kind of reminded me of Darkman, because in Darkman, he can only be out in the sun for, like, I think 2 hours at a time or something.
Okay.
Before his face starts bubbling and melting, and then he has to get the hell out of there. So that kind of reminded me of Darkman a little bit.
All right. But yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, maybe that was a reference, because there's just a ton of stuff, I think, that they got inspiration from when they made this movie.
100%. And I'm questioning whether they got influence from the substance, because those movies came out really close to each other.
I was reading that this Grafted movie was actually made in 2023.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. I think Shudder must have picked it up.
Oh, maybe. You know, streaming services do that.
Yeah. So this technically came out before The Substance.
Okay. Now we're wondering, was the director or the writer of The Substance, did they see this beforehand? Because there's some real fucking similarities, man.
Yeah.
Especially the end of the movie. But we didn't talk about Wei finding her homeless friend there.
Yeah, she made a friend with, what was his name? Joe,
yeah. And it's important we bring up Joe because, like, you see him here and there in the movie, and Wei will talk to him kind of in passing. Nothing big. So you're just thinking that she's talking to this, a homeless person. But he becomes a real pivotal character later on in the movie, and he gets fucked up. Like, wrong place, wrong time.
Oh, yeah. He gets it bad.
Oh, my God. He gets it real bad. But it's getting to this point where she meets Joe and they kind of have a kinship. and the talking and things like that. She's on the outs with the professor who's banging Eve at this point. And that's why I was questioning, like, it has to be college, man. It can't be high school, because otherwise we're talking some fucking diddling happening here.
Yes.
So at this point, she's on the outs with the professor who's sleeping with Eve. And Eve thinks that there's some fuckery happening between the professor and Wei, because there's one real incriminating scene where Wei actually cuts off the skin. She does the skin graft. And she mixes it with the corpse flower and puts it back on her thigh and sees it just completely get fixed. And she's trying to show the professor, and he was just trying to hook up with Eve. And dude, he's wearing the weirdest protection because it's on his hands instead of wearing it below.
Yeah, I was a little, I couldn't figure out why that was happening either, but I didn't really care that much. I was enjoying it too much.
Yeah, well, maybe he's one of those people who's like, I can't do these things with my hands. I can only do everything else. Otherwise, I'm spreading germs.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe.
Going to the produce department with fucking rubber gloves on.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta hate that. If you ever did that in a grocery store, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck them. Stupid. I don't know. Some people are weird like that when it comes to bacteria.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I really, during, that was mainly during COVID, people started doing that shit.
Oh, man. They
like,
did
you realize
all
it's not helping
weird...
you at all. You're just like spreading germs.
Yeah, spreading germs from one to the other.
Yeah.
Idiots. Yeah, I love when people, like, they'll just bring a fruit up to their face and they're basically smelling it like an inch from their face. And they're like, well, I'm going to put it back. Cool. Just got all sorts of spit all over, yeah, like this fruit that I'm about to have.
Probably. I do that. I blow snot rockets on them first and then I put them back.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Nice little nice drippy one on there. Looks like an oyster.
Oh, God. Fucking oysters are like eating mucus. That's
yeah,
what it is.
I love oysters.
I don't. I've done it because I commit to the bit. So if someone's going to get a fucking seafood tower and no one's going to touch the shit, I'm going to eat it because I'm like, I'm not spending this kind of money to not eat something on this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it.
Dude, why would anyone buy one of those and just not eat it?
I don't know. People are fucking nuts.
I would
so
house
expensive.
One of those things.
I mean, they're everything. It's like shrimp and lobster and oysters and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually I think like calamari and stuff on there too.
Calamari. Now that's my jam. That's like seafood onion rings.
Mm. I never thought of it that way. I always thought of them as like little buttholes.
Well, yeah. I don't eat the body though. I don't like the body. It's fucking weird.
I'd love to try it.
Let me eat this octopus's chest. Octopi? What do they call it?
Octopus pie?
Octopus pie.
Octopi. Yeah. Okay.
Octopi. Octopus. Oh my God. That'd be like the weirdest food ever.
Octopus pie.
Yeah. I like to have my octopus pie.
Don't forget to eat your octopus pie.
Yeah. We're switching this week. Instead of beans, we're eating octopus pie.
Holy shit.
Stop me. Cut me the fuck off. I'll just keep going for too long.
I can't. Oh man, have fun editing that.
No, nope, I'm leaving it. I'm leaving that octopus pie in.
This whole episode's gonna be a doozy again.
Let's fucking hope not. All right, so she's not using octopus pie on her thigh, but the professor
just rubbed it. You don't even...
No, I know, I did it on purpose.
You paused. Okay.
Game face, Corey. Game face.
I'm trying. All right.
Okay, so back to it. The professor checks out Wei's thigh, and it's very incriminating. Like, Wei's looks like it's one of those situations where, hey, look at my octopus pie here. And and Eve's in the background, and she takes a photo, clearly incriminating. I think I killed Corey.
No, I'm still here. I'm just trying to catch my breath.
Anyways, later on, this photo is actually sent out by Wei, who's acting as Eve in a way to get the professor fired. Because at this point, the professor has stole all of her work and trying to claim it as his own. And she wants revenge. She gets him fired. She's able to steal back the anecdote that he created based on her and her father's findings. And he was just trying to claim the whole thing. So Wei decides she's going to dress up as Eve. And dude, I don't know how she pulls it off, because Wei and Eve are completely different skin types.
Mm-hmm.
And Eve is built completely differently, you know, just like up top and everything. So I don't know how she pulled that off. I mean, you can do the contacts, you could do the hair and all that, but that's hard to pull off being a Chinese person and having to look like a white person.
She did a good job.
She did a great job. And I was thinking in that scene, like, did she just use all of her flesh and turn like into Eve? Immediately, that's what I was thinking. But then it turns out she just started cutting Eve up in pieces because she needed to feed the dog.
Well, it's so crazy.
It is an insane movie, man. It's insane. Now, with Eve, we didn't mention this. We didn't mention how Wei killed Eve. Wei, most brutal fucking Jeffrey Dahmer type Wei, takes a drill.
Oh, yeah.
Drills it into her skull, turns her brain to mashed potatoes, and that's that. So it's pretty gnarly, man.
And it was gnarly because Angie was running to try and escape Wei because Wei's chasing her around the house.
Yep.
And Eve sits down and like hides behind like was like a table or something.
Oh, no, she hides behind a bush, right? And then she thinks the smart idea is to hide in the pool and hold her breath.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. So she holds her breath and I don't know how Wei found her, but holds Bubbles. Her head underwater and then drills right into the top of her skull.
Yep. So not only is she drowning, her brain is turning to mush.
Yeah, it looked so good.
Yeah, it looked really good. That's what Jeffrey Dahmer did to one of his victims. He drilled a hole in them to try to make them into zombies.
Yep.
Except I think Wei went a little too deep.
Kinda.
So clearly too deep, because Eve is very dead. Uppercase D-E-D dead.
Yep, no coming back.
Nope, no coming back. So this is when Eve brings, I'm assuming just brings her inside, cuts her up, all that stuff, uses her flesh to become Eve / Wei. But the movie's insane. And eventually just gets to this point where Wei is kind of spiraling out of control because she can't keep the face going for too long. And at some point, she's just running around faceless, man. She has no face on.
Yeah, but you see all the gross muscle and whatever the fuck's under her face, bone.
Yeah, talk about the first attempt for her to just pull off her own face.
Like, oh, yeah. It was so gross because we were talking about those wounds separating.
Yeah.
She started digging around in those wounds with her fingers trying to peel it off.
Oh, yeah. The first time it was like very clean. She's using a scalpel type shit and she pulls her face off. But then she started losing her fucking mind. She's just ripping at her face at this point, just pulling it off chunks. Man, brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Mm-hmm. And it was close up. They gave us a close up of this.
Oh, yeah. They weren't fucking around in these visual effects.
Nope. No, it was actually very, very gross.
It was quite disgusting.
In a
good way.
I don't want to make it sound like I'm shitting on it if Sasha Rainbow ever checks this episode out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, Sasha, we're not shitting on this the slightest bit. You'll hear our final score at the end. But, dude, okay, so, yeah, the cops are closing in. They're realizing that some fuckery's happening at the house because one of the neighbors came in and saw that Wei kidnapped the professor, strapped him down to a table, and did the other anecdote that she had, which killed her father. So it's like taking over his face, and she stabs a fucking straw into his mouth. So the skin takes over his face, but he can still breathe through this little straw hole.
At least she wasn't entirely torturing him. She was courteous enough to let him breathe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And courteous in that aspect. But at this point, she's a serial killer because she's killing a bunch of people. I mean, she killed two of her friends. She killed that other girl that she was friends with who really wanted to be friends with her. And that was in the kitchen. You remember that, right?
Yeah, but now I don't remember how she killed her.
Yeah, I can't remember how she did. I know it was in the kitchen. I think she just fucking whacked her with something. And that's what happened there. But now she's at a serial killer level because she killed three friends. And Angie's boyfriend's dead. I wouldn't call him a victim of Wei killing him because he kind of did it to himself. He fell off a cliff while Wei was making out with him as Angie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of crazy. So she's running through the streets at this point. Face is gone. Cops are on her tail, and she's got to find a place to hide. She sees Joe, and she decides to get under this blanket that Joe is under. So she's under this blanket with Joe, and she's got the anecdote, and it broke. And it must have broke, like, on her face and his, and they started molding together. So two people's faces became one and just molded into this fucking mass of two human beings. And they couldn't find her. It's like she completely vanished off the face of the earth because she just completely morphed into another human being.
Yeah.
And this kind of reminds me of The Substance, where that final scene where Elizabeth Sparkles started turning into that freaking monster thing because she could only do like half of an injection of that substance.
Yep.
And it gets really fucking... Oh, wait, no. It's the young version tried to do another copy of a copy type deal, and that's when it turned into like this fucking giant monster blob looking thing. And that's what she kind of looked like because Angie's aunt was running and she thought she saw someone that looked like her, and she looked over and saw this grotesque man, which is really Wei mixed with Joe. And pretty much end scene, fade to black. That's how the movie ends. Completely bonkers. Absolutely bonkers movie. This movie is nuts.
Yep. Absolutely insane. Like I said, I was before, when I sent you that trailer last year, I was looking forward to this. It was on my letterbox. Body horror is like, I love it. And you don't get a ton of good ones, really good ones. And then, you know, last year, of course, we had The Substance, and now we have this. Didn't we do something similar recently?
Yeah, I think we did. What other? I feel like if I know though, off the top of my head.
Let me see.
Yeah, just go through our previous episodes. Everyone, just go through our previous episodes and let us know. And just listen to every single one there while you're at it.
Actually, did we call Street Trash body horror?
Technically, it is. We could call it body horror because of that substance that's killing everyone. And their bodies are just turning into fucking colorful mashup of mess.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll consider that body horror. But there are a lot of hits and misses in body horror. I mean, I can think... Reanimator, absolute classic body horror, right? That's an absolute classic. Substance is going to be a bona fide classic.
Yeah.
That movie is brilliant. Good for them, by the way, for being Oscar nominated, like all over the place.
Yeah, I really hope she wins it.
She needs it.
Yeah, that would be...
Give me more...
She's never won one before, I believe, right?
No. No, the first award she really won was that Golden Globe for her portrayal in The Substance. So she said something like, this is like the first award I've ever gotten. And people always said that I wasn't going to be an award winner.
Yeah, right.
Which is such a shitty thing for people to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, she kind of fell out of the public eye a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like really... she disappeared for a little while and then she came back and she did Substance. And I just watched Landman and she's in that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's the one that just finished season one. Yeah, she's in that show pretty much every episode.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing really well. You know what? I can tell you what's going to happen here. Even if she doesn't win an Oscar, she's going to be set for more and more movies, for sure.
Because
same thing happened with Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton wasn't really doing much.
Batman. Then he got Batman.
Yeah. Well, he got Batman later on, but he got Birdman. Remember he was in Birdman?
Yeah.
And he got nominated for an Oscar with that? So, got nominated for an Oscar. Now you're seeing him in all these movies. You're seeing him in Spider-Man Homecoming, and you're seeing him in, like, all these movies. Freaking Beetlejuice, he becomes Batman again. He's doing all these things. Sometimes that's all you need is that little push from your peers to be nominated for, like, an award like this, to really come back and kind of spark your career again. I'm pretty sure the same thing's going to happen with Brendan Fraser. I haven't really seen him up for anything at the moment regarding roles.
I think the last thing he did was The Whale.
Yeah, which killed it.
Yeah, didn't he win an Oscar for that?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Best actor. Good for him. Well deserved. That movie is brutal. That's another body horror movie.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Right.
The director, what's the director's name?
Of what?
Oh, Darren Aronofsky. Thank you. Darren Aronofsky. He does some body horror stuff, if you think about it. Have you ever seen Black Swan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That's body horror, I think. When I was looking up movies that are considered body horror, that's one of them. And I think it's because of the turning into the swan type deal at the end, which is fucking brutal, man. You see like the legs kind of breaking and everything, some of those scenes. It's fucking gnarly.
That's another old one. Natalie Portman was amazing in it, though.
Oh, she was great. Great movie. I watched it like 2 years ago for the first time. And I said to myself, why did I wait so long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely one that I've, for some reason, just never, I haven't gone back and rewatched it since it came out.
isn't really no need, especially if you have a problem with bones cracking.
For you, like, I love that shit.
Yeah, like me. I know you love that shit. You get off on it. I don't. I hear it and I go, ugh.
I know. That's why I love sending them to you.
I hate you for that.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
My God. So, yeah, there's some really great body horror movies. I mean, how do you feel about Tusk? Tusk is like, eh.
Tusk was kind of cringy, but like, I honestly don't know if I would have watched it if it wasn't a Kevin Smith movie, because Kevin Smith's one of my favorite directors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I only watched it because he directed it.
Okay.
You know, yeah, Justin Long was in it and stuff, but like, I don't give a shit about Justin Long.
What are you talking about? That's our Scream King right there.
Says who?
Says everyone.
Okay.
What is Scream Prince then?
What the fuck? What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's not quite king, but he's like a prince.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like, what is he, king of Hollywood or horror?
He's in all these horror movies, more than most men.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. No, he's in a lot, man. I feel like I see him in everything.
Jeepers Creepers.
Young
Tusk.
Justin Long.
Yeah. Barbarian.
Now you're going to make me look it up.
Look it up. Oh, Drag Me to Hell? I can just keep going.
So he did the Goosebumps one. Oh, that piece of shit, It's a Wonderful Knife from 2023.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was no good.
Clerks 3, Barbarian, House of Darkness, some Disney stuff.
Yep.
Oh, Creepshow.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, he's definitely done a lot of horror stuff. But
yeah, he's done a lot of horror stuff. So I think we can get into it, though. Corey, what do you give Grafted?
So this gets a 5 out of 5 from me. 2025 is off to a great start in horror. This was pretty crazy from start to finish, and I'm so glad the people that bullied Wei ended up getting fucked up. Mm-hmm. It made me so happy, and I feel like this movie got a happy ending because of it, as fucked up as that is. body horror can be a huge miss most of the time, but this was really good, and I'm hoping between The Substance and this, maybe we'll get the genre revived.
Yeah, maybe, because I don't feel like we see a lot of body horror movies. I mean, we're starting to get a little bit now because of The Substance, or it's more at the forefront now, I should say. But, dude, here we go again, though. We're turning into 5 out of 5 whores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is what, week 10 with 5 out of 5?
I know. It keeps happening. Like, I swear, we're not paid to just give 5 out of 5 scores on this. But same for me. 5 out of 5, easy. This movie was absolutely bonkers. I've seen this girl essentially diving deeper and deeper into depravity. It seems to be a common trope with scientists in horror movies where they come up with a formula and will do anything to make sure that they retain it. That's essentially what's happening here, is the professor was trying to claim it as his, but she wasn't having it. The practical effects were nuts. And even the virtual, like the VFX or virtual effects, looked pretty good blending the two together. Score was pretty cool, which we didn't even talk about. I liked the score.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, score was pretty cool.
Hoping for a vinyl of that. Yeah. I'll have to get it.
Well, maybe. Maybe Waxworks will come up with it. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I would get down on that. So the premise overall was fucked up. I did see some parts in this movie that could be comparable to The Substance, Reanimator, and Darkman, so I'm wondering if those were perhaps inspirations. Pretty great movie. Highly recommend it. It's on Shudder if you want to see it. Definitely check it out. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30ScreamsOrLess.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out BeardOctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies, and be sure to use the code 30Screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30ScreamsOrLess@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30ScreamsOrLess. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.